William Yang. Hello, William.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you?
I am good. I'm w feeling a little bit worried for you. Taiwan is apparently having its worst outbreak of COVID since the pandemic began. Is that right?
Yes, the whole outbreak this time started in early April. The numbers have just been going up uncontrollably over the last few weeks, and today we hit over 10 million, oh no, sorry, 10,000 cases locally today.
And can you give us a little brief rundown? You may have spoken with Brian Crump about this before, but did you have very strict regulations from your government? Is that because, is that the reason why the pandemic hasn't had an outbreak like this?
Right. I think Taiwan is one of the probably three remaining places and countries in the world right now that still sort of like upholds the so-called zero COVID strategy. The border has basically been shut for foreigners since the very beginning of the pandemic back in 2020. And there have been very lengthy quarantine rules for any incoming Taiwanese people who are trying to return to Taiwan or legal residents for the last 2 years. But as the world is starting to reopen, Taiwan is probably becoming a little bit more like open-minded regarding considering easing the quarantine rules. And it just so happened that as Taiwan starts to reduce the days for quarantine for all the incoming travelers back from overseas. This is also at the same time when the Omicron variant has been spreading around the world. I'm sure also back in New Zealand as well a few months ago. And so what happened is that there started to get a little bit of a small outbreaks here and there, mostly in northern Taiwan, where a lot of the incoming travelers are quarantining, and also a lot of the more like busy traffics are happening, like human flows are a lot busier than other parts of Taiwan. And then it just went from there, from dozens of cases a day, then to hundreds of cases a day. And then by that time, the government basically knew that the Omicron variant is already at the in the community. And so they know that they need to start changing the strategy from stamping out any existing cases to trying to figure out how to co start to pivoting away from that and co moving towards coexisting with the virus. But for a country like Taiwan, which was so used to having no cases at all and trying to boast about it to the general public, it was a very difficult time to, I think, navigate how to
Oh,
find the balance. Yeah.
yeah, absolutely. Well, I feel like we here in New Zealand are almost, what, 3 or 4 months ahead of you, because we were the same. We had very strict restrictions or regulations from the government, and then they have loosened up recently, and we've accepted, Omicron or COVID into our community, and we're dealing with it. But it is a very nervous thing. Did you have much, did you have groups like we had in New Zealand that were opposing what the government was doing and opposing the lockdowns?
Definitely. I think the experience in New Zealand was actually really important for Taiwan, especially now. A lot of the experts were citing the strategy changes that New Zealand actually adopted a few months ago, just like you said, because I think both countries went through very similar stages throughout the entire pandemic. And the strategies and the mindset of the government was also pretty much the same. And so when the government began to introduce strategies that were looking like Taiwan is going to move towards living with the virus, there were pushbacks from mostly elderlies and parents of young children, because until just a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, Taiwan have not really approved any vaccines for children under the age of 12. And so most of the parents were very worried and concerned about what if their kids begin to get sick and they don't know what to expect, because Taiwan's children or Taiwan itself just have not really been exposed to the virus at such a large scale until this point. And for the elderlies, the vaccination rate, even though it was considered pretty high compared to most of the other countries, but for the age groups in the 70s and 80s, it was being considered as like not still not good enough to for the government to just entirely open up to the to living with the virus. And so they were trying to urge more old people to get vaccinated. They roll out different welfare programs, like giving out $1,000 vouchers for them to use so that they will find the incentive to get vaccinated. And they slowly see that working out. But at the same time, the numbers are just really exploding very rapidly.
Do you know the percentage of people in Taiwan who are vaccinated? Is it as high as in New Zealand?
So far, the overall vaccination rate for people with two doses is about 80, between 83 to 86. And the booster shot vaccination rate is closing in to the 60%. I think it's not good enough yet, and that's what a lot of the experts are also saying. And so they are hoping to get the booster shot like percentage to at least go up to maybe in the lower 80s in the next few weeks, as Taiwan expected to hit 50,000 or 60,000 cases probably by the middle of next month or even the third week of next month. The rate of that also depends on how quickly Taiwan was able to loosen or like be smart with how to start to roll out the home quarantine, which is now kind of like the new protocol for all local governments to roll out. But there's a lot of different complications and like confusions for the general public because a different government somehow have different pace about introducing all these new rules.
I read that there was quite a shortage of rapid tests as well in Taiwan. Is that still the case?
Yes, that's still very much the case. So far, the government need to collect all the existing rapid tests in the country and then build this so-called rationing scheme that is that every person is limited to only able to buy five rapid tests per month. That is just how little the number is right now compared to, like other neighboring places like Hong Kong, where there's just overflowing amount of rapid tests available. And the price here in Taiwan is also slightly higher than other countries. So there's like the government is trying to import a lot more, and supposedly there will be millions more rapid tests arriving over the next 2 weeks. And so by that time, hopefully the government will be able to offer a lot more tests to people quarantining at home or people in need of these tests in order to actually go to work or just, like make sure that they are safe enough to return to work or like return to the public, engaging with the public.
Yeah, of course, of course. One positive aspect to it, and this is really, finding the silver lining, but that you in Taiwan are heading into spring. So you're coming out of winter, and hopefully that means that, there won't be so many illnesses rolling around, like, when people get so cold in the winter.
Right, exactly. I think that's why a lot of the countries, when they were dealing with their, like outbreaks, the Omicron outbreaks, that's also what they were hoping for, which is that it would happen at a time when people can spend more time outdoors, and that probably could minimize the risk of indoor gatherings or like a lot less time of spending indoors. So like that is what Taiwan is also looking towards. But I think right now the uncertainty really is just how the government can really streamline all the existing rules and be able to communicate it very effectively and clearly to the general public so that people won't be confused about whether they should go, when they should go get tested and like where they can get all the tests and like how they can get their hands onto the medications and what is the criteria for them to know that they are safe enough to, return back to the public.
Yeah, of course. Well, all the best, and please keep us in the loop as you always do, William Yang. And tell me, with spring on its way, just wrapping up, does that mean that you're seeing some blossom in Taiwan? Do you have blossom trees like we do in New Zealand and Japan and everything?
Yeah, exactly. Like cherry blossom is not very much a thing, like only in certain parts of Taiwan, but there were in usually in March and April and early May, there are like different flower seasons or different festivals that is built around local flowers. So that is definitely still, I think, expecting to go ahead as the government try to maintain life for everyday citizens as normal as possible, even though the outbreak is clearly not, I think slowly climbing up to the climax.
Yeah, good luck, William, and our thoughts are with you over in Taiwan. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank you.
That's our overseas correspondent from Taiwan, William Yang. He's based in Taipei.